Tit goreings go back to the time of the Vikings. They were first used as a weapon on the raids of the British Isles back around the 10th century. Most recently, they were used during the invasion of Grenada in 1983. Let me tell you, no real man likes to be gored by a tit. Just last year, there was a case of a disgruntled woman impaling two very small men, one on each tit, over a dispute about Fig Newtons. What the fuck is it? A cookie or a tiny piece of strudel? Well, of course, everyone knows about the death of Walt Disney at the hands of the Seven Dwarves. Grumpy had very sharp manages.
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, August 4th, 2008. If you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you for checking out another episode. God, how many have we done so far? I'm getting so fucking sick and tired of this goddamn show.
Shut up.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Another episode 71 of this godforsaken abomination we do every fucking day, it seems like.
So Jesus. I'm not expecting you to come back after saying that. Really?
And welcome to the very last show. This is episode 71 of the Monday Night Show. Thank you guys so much for listening, though I have no idea why. This is the last show before I am bon voyage. Arrivederci. Hasta luego. Ting tao te. Bye. Going to Miami, going to Mexico, going to the Keys, back to Miami. So this is it. This is the last one. We have another guest in the house today. What's your name this time?
Alana Hotbutt.
Yes, Alana Hotbutt, back in the Jam Hole studio, my bedroom once again tonight. Thanks so much for coming. How was your yesterday and your weekend?
It was decent.
Decent?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So did you look at a car today to buy?
Mm-hmm.
And how'd that go?
It didn't.
No?
No.
Was not for sale, huh?
Not. Someone bought it, like, I guess, like 5 hours before I got there.
Damn. Because you have a job and stuff to pay for gas and insurance and all that stuff.
Well, if I had a car, it'd be easy. I mean, I have money to buy a car.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You should donate to thejamhole.com. I hear they have a donate thing set up. You can PayPal me money.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if I didn't have to buy a car with that money.
So what's the deal, Braden? You just, like, couldn't get up in time and...
Oh, no, it's just...
Hey,
a little
saying I just made up just now.
Yeah.
The early bird gets the car that's for sale.
Right? Well, who would... I didn't know it was going to be gone. I mean...
No.
Because good deals don't have a way of, you know,
because
it's
for sale.
It really wasn't that good of a deal, honestly, so I really didn't miss that much.
What was it?
It was a Honda Prelude.
Ooh. Was it all souped up? Was it red? Was it that godforsaken, ugly piece of shit sitting over by 7th East?
It was red, but not ugly. It was just a normal Prelude.
All right.
Just the way I like them.
Well, I think I had our first contact with extraterrestrials, not the actual terrestrials, but the other night I rode my bike home and I was like staring up at the stars like I usually do. And there was this thing, you know, like now in the summertime we can see Jupiter kind of
right.
off to towards the moon kind of.
Yeah.
It was as bright as Jupiter was, but it was moving. Like,
was it as big?
Yeah. It was like just like that. Like, I mean, not as big as Jupiter, but from, you know, where I saw it.
Yeah.
Relative
in the
to
sky,
me,
it
yeah.
looks as big.
But it was moving, and I thought it was an airplane or something, but it wasn't like flashing. It was just a solid light, and the airplanes usually flash.
Right.
So I'm watching this thing, just like trying to figure out what the fuck it is, like giving it the finger and then waving and then flashing it, like just seeing if I could get a reaction out of it. And like it just continues on this perfectly straight longitudinal path, and then like the light just starts dimming, like it's getting extinguished, and then it just goes away, and then it's gone, and then that was it. So I have no idea what the fuck it was, because it was, I don't know, like falling stars are usually really quick. Like, and that it was fast. In there for like a good 5 minutes. I was just watching it move. Like, it fucking freaked me out, dude. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then, I don't know. It was weird. Definitely weird. So we have a Twitter account now. We have joined the masses of people that like
You have. I'm not going to fucking bother with it.
Hey, it's fun.
All right. You're the one talking about just fucking every two minutes.
How amazing is it that we have technology now that allows you to be taking a dump, but it allows you to tell people you're taking a dump as the dump is sliding out of your butthole?
The thing about
that's amazing
though,
to me.
You know, but
look how far we've come as a look how far we've come as a civilization. I can be like, I'm taking a dump, and then as the dump leaves my butthole, I hit send, and it's there.
Okay, if you want to,
people can read. Oh, I wonder what the jam hole's doing. Oh, he's taking a dump. Cool.
If you're gonna put it that way, if I was explaining to someone who was like from a third world country about how advanced we are, I wouldn't start by saying we can even update people on the internet while we're taking a shit.
Hey, Braden, what's your status? I am go for taking a dump. Check. That just amazes me. And the main thing I started it was so that if people have Twitter accounts, instead of if you don't want to like join our MySpace to get the bulletins when the show goes live, if it doesn't happen to be at 7, we will just make a little Twitter post. And you can do that from the phone and from anywhere pretty much. And it'll be up there right away. It's just funny. I did it more as like a jest, a mockery of the people that are like, I just woke up. I am cooking breakfast. Send. I'm eating breakfast. Send. I'm taking a shower. Send. Like, it just, like, there's people that do that, but they actually take it seriously.
Right.
Like, man, I gotta let people know that I'm doing stuff. So that's why I was like, I'm taking a dump. Send. I'm wiping my butt. Send. But the other cool thing I decided to start using it for on Sundays now when I'm delivering food for Anna's, anybody that doesn't tip, I just put their address and their phone number and I'm like, this guy's a cunt. Send. And then it goes up there. So then I can go back and look and I'll have this whole list of cheap motherfuckers that don't tip.
You're on record.
On record. On notice. You are on notice. You did not tip me. Which was cool because I, like, one of the posts I put on there was like, the next motherfucker that doesn't tip me is getting a punch in the face. Send. And like, somebody must have read that because every delivery after that, it was like a $5 tip, an $8 tip, a $10 tip. Like, I made
Did you post that too?
No.
Well, what
I was
the
like,
fuck?
I posted something
How
like,
are people
it's
supposed
about,
to know?
It's about time. Send. I don't know. It's just fun to play with. And what I kind of also want to use it for is when I'm down in Miami and shit and on the cruise, I don't think I'll have service out in the middle of the ocean.
You know, I imagine
Call me crazy.
It's not too good
I just
there.
Don't think. I might be roaming.
Unless they have a cell tower on the boat.
Well, they might for oil. Like, how do all those oil stand things that are out in the middle of the oceans? Don't people there have phone service and shit? You're not just disconnected from civilization, from being able to Twitter that you're taking a dump.
Yeah, but it's probably
what
more...
What would you do?
I don't know.
I would go
you
nuts.
You probably won't be able to use your phone. They have, like, a phone system that they let you use on the boat for a very minimal, like, $5 a minute fee.
Oh, that'll be fun. Here, can you just put that in my butthole and just repeatedly jam it in and out, and then I'll use the phone?
Right.
Because you might as fucking well. That's bullshit. So I'm also going to use this cruise to stop drinking Rockstar. I think it's about time.
That's funny. That's the second time you've tried.
I know.
To quit.
I cannot kick this habit.
You quit for about a couple weeks.
3 days, maybe?
No, you quit for about a couple weeks.
Did
once.
I?
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, I did. But I
and
got
then,
right back on the
and
horse.
And then we were at Anna's, and I'm like, you want something to drink? And you're like, Rockstar. Yeah. And I'm like, what do you want? You just look at me.
With the little sad puppy eyes, I need something.
So do you get headaches when you quit that?
No, not at all. I just really want one. I don't know. Like, and I don't drink soda, so it's like I use that excuse. Like, well,
it's your
at
soda.
Least I'm not drinking soda.
But Rockstar's worse.
Probably.
Because it's got all the, like, fucking... I don't know. Fuck taurine in it.
Yeah, but I'm hoping,
testicle
like...
Testicle juice.
Yeah, that's fine. My balls... huge, no big deal, just saying. But
your ego as well.
Ego also just as big, not as round but as big. That I'm hoping that they're not a bunch on the cruise to where it's like, oh, here, free rock stars, all you can drink. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
There's going to be bars and like, what do you want to drink? You got Rockstar? Yes.
No shit. I was at the cigarette store today, like stocking up on tobacco and shit. And I was like, oh, I'll grab a Rockstar. Might as fucking well. And I put it down on the fucking counter and there's this old guy standing there and he's like, that's real good for you. And I'm looking around like,
you're
dude,
buying cigarettes.
We're in a cigarette store and you're talking to me about my health. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I just can't seem to quit drinking them. I mean,
that stuff will kill you.
Yeah. And the lady's like, yeah, they're crazy how addictive they are. I'm like, yeah, I know, man. I used to do crack and I quit that. No problem. This stuff, I can't quit touching it though. And then like we're talking and shit and she's like, man, I'm really proud of you that you did that. I'm like, did what? She's like, that you quit crack. I'm like, oh, I was just kidding about that, but okay. But it just seemed like a weird, like this old guy buying like pipe tobacco and cigars is like, you know, that's not very, that's not very healthy for you, you know.
Right.
Fucking
those are going to kill you one day.
Putting two cigars in his tracheotomy hole and one more in his mouth. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'll try and be more health conscious.
You look like
sir.
A person I should take advice from.
Yeah, and just the whole crack comment. Like, the lady totally was like, wow, man, that's amazing. I've been trying to quit crack for like 2 weeks now, and I can't do it. I was like, well, seriously, I quit fucking heroin. Does that count? And she's like, have a nice day. Like, oh, we can joke about crack, but as soon as heroin, oh no, joking about heroin, that's serious shit.
You should have said oxy, because that's kind of accepted.
Right. They're, oh, I have two cousins and an uncle on that stuff. You want to buy some? Actually, no, not at all. So, you know what happened to me today? I went.
What happened to you?
Check this shit out. I rode my bike to the office to go get my car. And I'm, like, pulling out because I'm, like, backing out. And you know how there's that alley there? Right as this big Suburban comes hauling ass through the alley. And I, like, hit my brakes right as she goes by. And she just, like, racks the back of my car. And, like, it was the loudest scream I've ever heard. Like, the lady was like, ah! Oh, my God, I don't have insurance. And I was just like, oh, my fucking God, did that seriously just happen? You hit my fucking car, you stupid bitch. And I got out and I kind of, I had to like move my car so she could move because her right. Suburban was like all up on it and shit.
All up on your
all
grill.
Up on like butt fucking my brand new exhaust pipe and shit. So I move it and I get out and she just kind of drives forward and I go over to the back and I look at it and there's like nothing wrong with it at all. And I just like look at her. Like, what if I would have been on my bike? You would have just killed me or something. Or what if that would have been the work truck? We would have been in some shit for that. And, like, it's not my fault. She was just hauling ass through, just kept going. But it was just so funny, like, her scream. Like, she thought she was getting fucked.
And she could have gotten
like,
that,
my
recorded.
Tags are well expired because yeah. I haven't, I don't know, they expired back in February when my car was in the shop getting fixed. And I don't really drive it much, so I didn't really notice it till right. I was delivering food Sunday. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a little expired. And then that happens, and I'm like, man, you don't have insurance. My tags are expired. I just fucking got in the car and left. Like, I didn't even talk to her about it. But it was an old piece of shit.
There was no damage to your car, so.
Like, it drove fine. I mean, I could have blamed all the shit that's going wrong with it again on that, maybe. Right. But, you know.
I mean, you kind of got your ass reamed out a little, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't really feel like, you know, I was in a hurry. We got to get shit going for the cruise and stuff like that.
She didn't have insurance?
No, well, that I don't know. I didn't talk to her, but I heard her, like, she shrieked, and then she's like, oh my God, I don't have insurance. Oh. I'm like, cool. You drive awesome. This big, giant, old, like, 88 fucking Chevy Suburban, and you have no insurance. Just this big, fat lady. Like, just, I understand. You probably have, like, 5 kids. You can't afford insurance. You probably, you know,
I don't, yeah, but that's not a good reason.
You work at a haircut place.
It's like, well, cool. You shouldn't have had 5 fucking kids then.
Yeah, then you wouldn't need a Suburban then. And then I would have missed you. But, like, I was just thinking also, like, if I wouldn't have been looking, like, I usually just fucking back out of there. Like, I would have nailed it bad. Like, really bad. Because she was going pretty good. It would have just, like, spun my car around, but.
Well, you could have been like,
thanks,
actually,
Paulo. I appreciate that. Paulo says Matt is off to the tropics. He'll get laid finally, hopefully by some young tropical lass. Lass. It's hot when you call them.
Well,
that.
There's a lot of alcohol on that boat.
Yeah,
so.
And I won't be drinking any of it though. That's
but
the
all the
Odie's
women will
all
be.
Girls will be.
Oh yeah, that is. I'll just be
and
like.
And then your chances will go up.
I'll have
like
to get
that.
Like one of those carts, and I'll just be wheeling it down the hallway where they're all passed out, just like tossing them on the cart, pushing them to my room. That's a great idea. Oh, what else? What else? So me and Odie went mountain biking in town the other day. And, like, usually when I'm by myself, I have headphones on, so I don't really notice this. But I didn't, so me and him could talk. But, like, once we got into town, we were both riding with our shirts off like fucking men. Like, just, ugh. And, like, every car that had any kind of female in it was, like, honking or, like... Like being fucking Neanderthal, like just hanging their head out the window, like, oh, a man, hey! And it's like, you know, when we
whistling.
Do that, yeah, when we do that kind of shit to women, they're just like, psh, whatever. But then, like, when we're riding our bikes and shit and they do it, it's okay. Like,
yeah, they're
the
just
fuck?
Like,
psh,
asshole.
Does that really bother you, though?
No, well, kind of, because then you
it
like.
It bothers me because when you do it back, they're like, look at that asshole.
Yeah, right? They're like, oh.
It's like, I'm sorry you're attractive. And
I'm
I said
married. Well, what the fuck then?
It's like,
know?
I'm sure you're cheating on him anyway.
Yeah, no shit. I read your Craigslist ad. That's good. So. I think that's about it, really. Are you? What time? Yeah. Are you ready? We got good news stories today. Yeah, we're going to end the week off very strong. So this is the last episode. I will be back Tuesday, I think. So the next show will be Wednesday for sure. Because I'll be in Miami
Wednesday
Monday
next
still.
Week.
Yeah, Wednesday next week, not the next day after tomorrow.
Right.
So you got anything else before we do some news here? Episode 71 of this shit?
I'm just here to do some news.
I clearly see that. Hey, do you want to talk about anything?
Oh. Okay.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing it right. It's Monday, bitches.
Yeah? Yeah, do you have a case of the Mondays?
Someone's got a
no,
case
I actually
of the Monday.
Had a really good Monday.
Really?
Got lots of rest and hit work with a cheery attitude.
You're like, Matt's finally leaving. Thank God. All right. Get to watch his kitty farm. My poor cat. She'll have fun.
She will.
And I told her, I'm like, you know, if the cat's dead when I come back, no big deal, because I'm getting sick of it, really.
Yeah. She's turned into kind of a bitch.
That was another Twitter thing I made last night. I was like, falling asleep. I was like, cat falls asleep on my face. This is not what I got the cat for. And then, like, when I woke up, I made
it's
another post.
Pillow.
I was like, woke up with cat clawing my face. This also not what I got the cat for.
Hey, how many people can wake up with pussy all over their face?
Oh,
that's usually a good thing,
wow.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Usually, except when the pussy has claws and it's purring.
Is that vagina dentata?
That would be teeth, but close enough. Close enough, definitely. Wow. Does your vagina have teeth?
No.
No?
I'm pretty sure.
Like a pencil sharpener? Oh, my arm! Oh, fuck! All right, ready?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. God, no, no! Fuck you! All right, ready? Dude.
Really?
Really? Go first. I don't even care. Okay. Jesus, fuck. Christ, dude.
Was that four?
That was four.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
Amazing. Oh, my butt's sweating already. Yours good?
It's very good.
Oh, that was very good. Thank you. Go ahead. Episode 71, please. This one is called...
This one's called Charges Filed Against Two and Battle Axe Slashing.
Battle Axe? Like World yes. of Warcraft plus five enchanted disenchantress battle axe of justice?
At least.
At least. Plus five, possibly.
Possibly.
Depends how much mana I have left.
Yeah.
God, I fucking right. hate that game.
So, charges were filed Thursday against the two 21-year-olds who allegedly attacked a teen using a knife and a four-bladed fantasy battle axe.
Oh my God, dude.
That's a fucking...
I always wondered, like, the kind of people that buy that shit. It's like, it looks cool. It's like, all right, I'm going to hang it on the wall. But what about that one guy that gets it and he starts, like... playing the Star Wars kid with it, and his mom walks in right as he's in the up thrust. Fucking, duh! Sorry, Mom.
Sorry. Scott Stapley and Cody Augustine each face one first-degree felony count of attempted murder with injury for the alleged attack on a 17-year-old Justin Enos.
Justin Anus?
Justin Anus.
Justin Anus.
Just an anus.
Just in the anus.
It's just an anus.
Hey, just the tip.
He had it coming with a name like that.
Ooh, C-U-M-M-I-N-G. What?
Their barrel was set to 500,000 each.
Wow. What? Sorry, I was wow-guising.
Wow-guising?
Yes, please.
Is that a new term? Is that trademarked?
It should be.
It is now. The fight apparently over a girl.
Wow, what's that like? Have you ever fought over a girl?
Not really.
Have
not
you ever
like...
had a girl start shit between you and a friend? You ever had a girl fuck your brother?
No.
Just throwing it out there.
Have you?
Maybe.
I know the answer is yes.
We've talked about this. Hey, I'm totally over that, though. It's fine.
Yeah?
Obviously.
Yeah,
how
obviously.
Pissed were you at Mark
honestly,
when that happened?
Honestly, I was like, you know, I almost expected that.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. It did not. I
that
was
seems
like,
weird. Like, I expect that from her, but not from your brother, I guess. Just because, I don't
but
know.
But can you blame him? He has a penis. You can't. What do you do?
Yeah, that's
your
true.
Dick says, go, go, go. What can you do? You can either cut it off and stick it in a microwave a la Idle Hands, or you can just go with it.
Yeah, men are usually only as faithful as their options.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why I keep my dick locked tight under lock and key.
Just
it doesn't see
belt.
The light of day very no. often. Mm. It's all pasty white like an emo kid.
Oh,
my
man.
Dick likes to cut itself just to feel.
Now,
can I come out of this box? Oh,
I have a feeling that you're not getting laid on this cruise.
Really?
Yeah. When you start taking your clothes off, you're all tan, and then as soon as the pants come off, just all white. I can't see.
Oh my God! Is that the sun in the shape of a penis? Wow.
I think I just saw the Virgin Mary.
Do you think the cruise would be a good place to poop my Virgin Mary? Do you think I'd get very
quite
much
possibly.
Very much press on the cruise?
As long as you like go out to the hallway and be like, look what I just shit.
Oh
out.
My God, holy shit, guys, the Virgin
it,
Mary.
Literally holy shit. Literally.
Hey, Paulo says, Braden, if you're missing Matt, I can send you emails threatening to grab your cock so you'll get by till Matt returns.
You know,
hey,
it's
I don't threaten to grab his cock. I just walk by him. I'm like, dude, what's that cock?
It's actually been kind of nice that I don't have to deal with that. Like, what happened? Did you just kind of grow out of that phase?
What?
Were you just flirting with me?
Yeah, I'm over it. That's you're good. Yesterday's news, dude.
Gotcha.
I've set my sights on bigger and better things.
You've moved on. That's good to know.
Bigger and better and more feminine things.
That's good.
I mean, you are pretty feminine,
oh,
I must
thank
say.
You.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Ignoring that. Happened,
moving right along.
The fight apparently over girl happened Tuesday about 4:30 a.m. near 450 west and 580 south.
Hey,
left.
What are you doing up at 4:30 a.m. with a battle axe of justice?
Killing people.
Practicing your sick moves.
It left his anus with life-threatening injuries, including 6 cuts.
Too bad it wasn't a real chocolate starfish. You could just cut it up and it'd grow back, right? Right? That's not a chew toy. Come on.
I don't have anything to say.
What can you say to that?
I don't know. I just keep reading. The
all
teen
right.
suffered.
That's all you can do sometimes. Just keep reading.
The teen suffered a deep, nearly 8-inch laceration to his neck. Wow, which required
that
more than 300 stitches and staples, but he also recovered or received a 10-inch laceration to his left pectoral muscle, somewhat smaller cuts on his shoulder, his left side, and his right hand.
And a 2-inch laceration on his penis.
Yeah.
It went from one end to the other.
That was probably the whole penis.
That was the joke.
Thank gotcha.
300 stitches in your neck.
And staples.
I've never had 300 stitches, like, my whole life.
I've never had a stitch.
I've had three in
really?
my knee.
What'd you do?
Well, this is funny. It's not funny, but this is one of the weird things I remember from second grade. You know where the bases go down on a baseball field, those spikes? That the bases sit on, they're
yeah.
like square. Mm-hmm. Well, there were no bases on it, just the spikes, and we were playing baseball, and I hit the ball, and I was running around first, and the kid in the outfield threw the ball in, and I slid into second, and my knee went right into the spike, and it took out a huge, like, I had a hole in my knee. Like, it was brutal.
Really? Could
you, and
like,
I was
see
just,
down
yeah,
into it?
Like, you could open it, like, spread it apart, and see into my knee. Like, it was fucking gross. But I was in second grade, so I'm like, all right, whatever. So I got up. I was crying my fucking eyes out.
Yeah.
And the bell rang and shit, and we went back in the classroom, and I'm all in the classroom, like, showing all the kids this thing in my knee, and the teacher, like, somehow got wind that I had a big hole in my knee, and he came over, and he's like, let me look at that, and he's like, oh my god, you have to go to the hospital, like, right now. Wow. I'm like, no, it's fine, check this out, my name is Matt's knee.
Speaking of big holes.
Hold on. So they took me to the hospital, and I had never gotten stitches before. So I was kind of a big fat little kid in second grade. Mm-hmm. And it took like 3 nurses and 2 doctors to hold me down because it hurt so bad. Like, I didn't know like stitches were you're getting a needle into one side of the hole into the other side, and then we're going to sew
right.
it shut.
They're going to add more
holes. Yeah. So I'm just laying there, and they put the first needle in it. I just scream, and I'm like, okay, and they're all trying to hold me down. And shit, and they finally like
you just gotta scream rape.
Oh god, yeah. I touched my penis. Oh god. Mouth Rapist says, did your knee look like a raggin vagina? A raggin? What? It kind of looked like a vagina though.
I think he's trying to say, did it look like a bleeding vagina?
I finger fucked my knee, kind of.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It felt weird.
I bet.
So yeah, that's weird. I can remember that's all I can remember from second grade.
Really?
The only time you've ever had stitches.
Yeah, the only time. Never broken bones, never anything like that, but stitches,
I've
that
broken
was
one bone.
Awful. Yeah?
Yeah.
Which bone was that?
My wrist.
But it, oh. From too much of this?
No, it was when I was younger and I was riding my bike and I was fucking hardcore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not anymore.
Ass to ass? Or
no.
Not that hardcore?
Not that hardcore.
Not quite that hardcore.
I didn't get that far.
Man, I was a quick learner then.
Yeah. I have fucking lost my spot. The attack also
surprised.
Perforated
the
jam
hole.
Bowel.
It's Braden's turn reading. Is it fun when I talk when you're talking?
No.
Is that...
Are you
go ahead. Okay, I'm done. I apologize.
The attack also perforated the teen's bowel. Bowel, not bowels. Doctors had to remove 2 inches of the teen's colon.
Oh, rectum.
Dude,
damn near killed him. Up! Yeah!
Wow. Okay, let's just do a little recap here.
Okay.
All right.
Battle Axe of Justice plus 5 enchanted.
So he got an 8-inch laceration to his neck.
Right.
With 300 stitches and staples. Then a 10-inch laceration in his left pectoral muscle.
Ouch.
And then
check.
Somewhat smaller cuts on his shoulder and left side and his right hand.
Wow.
And perforated bowel and had 2 inches of his colon removed.
You are... Game over.
I'd just
dude.
Be like, can you just like euthanize me?
Can you just like aim for my neck area again?
Yeah. Can you just like finish cutting
swing,
through my neck? I mean,
swing harder next time.
See, eight inches into your neck.
How much neck would you have left?
Well,
like, probably not even
still alive.
Yeah, I mean, you probably don't even have. Wow. Yeah.
I'm thinking like zombie movies when the head gets cut and it's like hanging down and he has to like. Flip his head
right.
forward and it goes back down yeah. where it should be and then tapes it.
Right.
Yeah,
man.
I don't know.
I had 30 stitches in my chin and I'm trying to, and that was like a big wound and I'm trying to think of
man.
Like 300 stitches and staples.
And staple. They're like, dude, we ran out of thread. Hand me the staple. Hand me the Stanley Master
know.
Air staple gun.
The string line.
You took my taper.
I don't know. What's worse, though? That or the 2 inches getting cut from your colon?
Or owning a +5 enchanted battle axe of justice.
That's a little more impressive.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
And then to actually use it. Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Could you imagine just...
You know, those were some good enchantments because it fucked this dude up.
No shit. Could you imagine, though, like just a big white... Hasty fat kid with glasses dressed all in black cloaks, like running at you with this battle axe.
Actually, I don't think that's what they look like.
No? What did they look like?
We'll find out. Charges allege Augustine and Stapley jumped out of a brown Nissan 200 SX with sharp weapons, and when Enos tried to run, Stapley slashed his shoulder with a 30-inch long four-bladed warrior axe.
Oh, what do you think his warrior cry sounded like?
I don't know.
Full Sparta!
Yeah. Oh, what's that famous Braveheart line?
Oh, I don't even know.
That's probably something like that.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Neither have I. That's why I can't
Braveheart.
Remember.
Braveheart. Freedom! They're probably yelling, Stella! No.
Enos ran toward the back of his house as Augustine allegedly stabbed him repeatedly all over his body. When the teen screamed for help, the alleged attackers fled. Upon arrival, the investigating deputy reported seeing blood all over the entryway of the home, down the driveway, on the sidewalk, and on the street.
Damn, dude.
He
should
have yelled for help a lot sooner.
Yeah, you should
have.
That's
all it took for those guys to back the fuck off. You
right.
know?
You got to yell for help before your throat
right,
gets
like
cut.
As they're running towards you, before they hit you.
Like as soon as you saw two crazy goth-looking motherfuckers hop out the SX with sharp weapons, maybe?
Right. And you were fucking around with one of their girlfriends.
Ooh. Yeah. So not only did he get the ninja AIDS, but he also got hacked the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
He also found a broken necklace that led to the arrests. Appended at the scene displayed a hatchet man, a symbol used by juggalos, or followers of painted face rap group Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, you fucking fail. Yes. Oh, my God. I hate to use another show's catchphrase, but when that... Oh, man. So,
but what else do you say?
What are you doing fucking around with a juggalette in the first place? Like... Is that
maybe she wasn't as ICP as them?
Really?
I don't know.
When your boyfriend and his best friend hop out full fucking makeup on,
even had the necklace.
Oh man,
dude, they were probably when they pulled up in their little Ricer 200 SX, they were probably listening to ICP.
They were listening to Bugs on My Nutsack. I used to listen to that shit when I was like 15.
Yeah, it was cool.
Back
then.
Not now. No. That's a phase. If it takes you longer than 3 months to grow out of, you fail.
Well, and the thing is, though, the ICP is so old now that even if you are growing up nowadays, like, you shouldn't be into ICP.
Do they still make records?
Sure hope not.
Oh, I sure
probably.
Fucking, we need to pray
you
for
look
abortions.
It up right now. Look up what their latest CD
abortions
was.
Abortions and no more ICP albums.
No.
Please.
No.
So is that
no
it more. For that story?
Negative.
Or is there more?
There is much more.
Please.
So, Enos said it was not his necklace, and the deputy later saw a Nissan 200SX drive-by that had an identical Hatchet Man Juggalo sticker in the window. The deputy stopped the Nissan and found Staple inside with dried blood spots on his face, according to court documents. Staple later turned over the axe, which also had blood on it, I would imagine.
Really? I never would have guessed.
Unless you cleaned it, I guess. A detective asked...
What?
What the hell? They just they go and do this to this guy, run, and then they're still walking around with blood all over, and their blood all over their weapons.
They drove back by his house.
Juggalos are hardcore like
never
that.
Never return to the crime scene.
We don't wash the blood off. We incorporate the blood into our makeup.
No,
it
I
is
think juggalos
yes.
are really smart like that.
Well, yeah. If you think like that,
if you
kind
think
of,
ICP, oh. if you base your life on ICP, like people base their life on God.
you know, yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm a juggalo because I have no friends and I hate my parents and I like to wear makeup.
People like this are exactly like just, you know, extremist religious fanatics. They're
Midwest
exactly
hip hop.
That's what they call it?
Yes. Oh, God. The Tempest is an album by the hip hop group Insane Clown Posse. I don't use the term hip hop group very loosely.
Yes.
It was preceded by The Calm and was followed later in 2007 by The Eye of the Storm. Oh, I get it. The Calm before the Eye. Oh, that's so clever. Oh, is that clown
clever.
Humor?
Fuck. God.
The titular Tempest is an incredibly destructive storm that will lay waste to the world. However, the second track on the album, Ride the Tempest, has confirmed that the Tempest is, in fact, a roller coaster.
Ah.
Way to go.
So when was their last CD?
07, unfortunately.
Oh, I don't think they're going away.
Oh, God. Not until someone kills them. Do you remember
you know,
when...
those guys got to be, like, fucking 50 years old.
They are getting there, yes.
Because they were old when I was a kid, and
yeah.
I was listening to them.
They have to, like, now instead of just putting on makeup, they have to, like, fill in all the wrinkles with
right.
spackle and then put the makeup
right,
on.
Right.
That sucks.
They probably just wear masks with the paint on them.
I'm too old to paint my face anymore.
Yeah.
Fucking people. See, that makes me ashamed. Like, we live in a society where you can let people know you're taking a dump while listening to ICP. Like, is that...
I don't know.
That sucks. And then you can go to church.
Right.
that
the seven Hail Marys, you'll be all right.
Yeah, amen.
So a detective asked Stapley if he thought hitting someone with the axe could kill a person. And according to the charging documents, the 21-year-old replied that he thought it might.
I had a sneaking suspicion.
I think it maybe.
Perhaps.
There's a chance.
We better test this out.
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah. I like that instead of just doing a thought experiment, like, hypothetically, this axe weighing this, they're just like, hey-ya! Yep, it almost killed him.
Yep,
you were
it
correct.
Works. The axe apparently was not difficult to obtain. Well, it's fucking like 30 inches long.
Where do you get an axe at? Hmm.
Yeah, but like, it was, I don't know. Anywhere.
Is that why you would have to wear the trench coat to hide your fucking... like, Paul Bunyan,
your fucking long
chicken
sword.
Hunting axe, your broadsword of truth.
God.
Wow. Oh man,
that is too much.
Do you think they have actual like Juggalo World of Warcraft characters? Like, I'm gonna be the +8 Juggalo.
Okay, not, I'll be the Juggalo. Let's not even talk about that.
All right.
A basic internet search showed they're available for purchase on eBay for as little as $25.
For an axe?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I should bring one on the cruise with me. You know how much fun
you know
could
how
have?
Much fun you would have at the airport
in
tomorrow?
Customs?
Yeah, and in
well,
customs.
Well, I would mail it, duh.
Oh, I don't think it'd get there in time.
No, I'd mail it right to the boat.
Does it have a mailbox?
I don't know.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's the ship out in the middle of the ocean.
You'll just have a
Carnival
plane.
Carnival Imagination.
Right.
Find it. Is that cool that the boat I'm going to be on is called Imagination? Like, it's kind of like going
imagination.
To Imagination. Imagine it. So is that it for that story?
Yeah, just about.
Okay.
So, let's see. During the traffic stop, the investigative deputy also found Augustine's wallet, which led to his arrest. Augustine allegedly said he was upset with the 17-year-old victim due to an accident involving a girl. Probable cause statement filed by Salt Lake County Jail. Blah.
This happened
jealous
in-
over text messaging between Enos and a girlfriend.
If I had a friend named Enos in my phone, it would say Anus.
Dude, if I had a friend named with the last name Enos, I would just call him Anus.
I would
that
hack
would
him
be his
up
name.
With a fucking battle axe.
So Augustine also believed to have contracted a sexually transmitted disease from the girl, which he believed she had gotten from his anus. I mean, Enos.
And his anus.
Yes.
So now they all just have one massive,
one big
pissy
disease.
Burning party. Oh God!
Must be
could
fun.
You imagine?
No.
Like every
have
time
you ever been
I would
burned.
Just I no, I would just
that's
stop
good.
Peeing.
Can't
if
you?
It, if every well, check this out, dude. If every time you pissed, it just burned like fire and razor blades. Just don't pee. Don't drink anything, and then you won't have to pee. I would try and just pee out of my butt or something. Because I don't know. I couldn't imagine what that would feel like. Just like fire plus 3 destructive fireball blasting out of your pee hole. Fuck that, dude.
Mouth Reaper says ICP fans are the ugliest group of incidus. What?
Incestuous?
Incestuous dregs.
Dregs?
Of society I've ever encountered.
Ugly and retarded as fuck, and female ICP fans are fucking disgusting, and they will make it burn when you pee.
Yes.
Is what
well,
I
no,
heard.
Actually, Enos is what did it.
Came really?
From, started with the anus. Enos.
Didn't he get it from her, though?
I thought he gave it to her,
no,
and she gave
it
to
the
ICP
yeah.
guy.
Gotcha. Yeah. Man.
Well, that's it for that story.
All right. Well, this one is called 4-year-old killed in tragic accident or hilarious accident.
Yeah, it's always got to they always got to say tragic.
Yeah.
It's like it can't go without saying.
It can't just be just a normal everyday accident.
Right, cuz they do
no,
happen
is,
every day.
This is tragic.
Well, because yeah, I mean.
Hold on. This one is called 4-year-old killed in comedic accident. Yucka yucka. This one comes out of Kokomo, A Kokomo fan. I don't know. Is it Indiana or
Indiana? Yes.
Thank you. A Kokomo
yeah.
family grieves for a 4-year-old girl after her grandfather accidentally ran over her. Oops. We've read about stories like this before where, like, little kids get run over because
multiple times.
Grandma and grandpa are riding in these big, giant Sclades and they can't barely see over the steering wheel and they're just like, oh, let's go. Boom. And then Which is fine because, you know, the grandparents are going to die soon anyway because they're old. And now they just took out the one that would probably live the longest. So now there's just that in-between demographic
right.
we have to wait till die out. And then...
Well, you know, speeds things up a little, I guess.
A little.
Helps.
It equals out the mortality rate or whatever. The morality rate. the tragic...
There's no morality.
The comedic incident happened Sunday morning in the parking lot of Central Cristiano Adone Church. Another God one, also. Like, if God was real, wouldn't he maybe be like, hey, get out of the way, child of mine, Lamb of God? No, he's like, yep, come on back, you're clear. Oh, didn't see that. Sorry.
Didn't see you there.
Police says Jesus didn't see his the dude. Is that irony? The dude that ran over the girl, his name is Jesus.
It's Jesus.
Is that irony? It happened in a church that these people probably belong to.
So it happened in a church
parking
by
lot
by Jesus.
By Jesus.
Literally. Wow.
Literally.
And that's it for this story. No,
that's
now,
really all you need.
See, I see why it's so comedic now. This is great.
Right.
You couldn't make up good shit like this.
No.
I couldn't. I'm not that creative.
That's why we read news.
Exactly. That's why we do some news. That's why doing some news lasts 40 minutes and me talking just is like 10 or 15.
Although there was quite a while where it was like you talking for like an hour and a half.
Oh yeah, we always got shit to talk about when I get stomped all over. That's fun.
Yeah.
I'll try and make that happen more often.
Hey, you're the one that loves talking about it so
well,
much.
I just like, shut up. Police said Jesus didn't see his 4-year-old granddaughter Beatrice. What? Areola? You named her a part of a boob?
Oh, that sucks.
That's weird.
I was thinking it was Areola and you were just saying
no,
it.
like Areola. That's it. Standing in front of his minivan when he put the van in drive and rolled over her.
Rolled over her Areola?
Oh, God. Quote, the 4-year-old had apparently, now we're not sure, but
apparently right.
She traveled to the church with an uncle, but once church, sir, is that
she
what
she called uncle?
Uncle does your mommy have any friends you call uncle? but once church services were over, she apparently went to her grandfather's minivan and stood at the front bumper. That's a good place to stand.
Yeah.
They're like, this is where mommy tells me to stand, right? Right in the on the front bumper.
Right.
Church members of the congregation witnessed the accident. they're like, hey, can we get a witness? They're like, yeah, I saw. All right, here's the offering plate. Good. They rushed to help get the van off Beatrice by using a jack. Jack, they couldn't get the jack off though. Jack off, it says right there. But come on,
that wasn't that good.
But by that time,
your delivery was kind of rough.
I know,
on
it was rocky
one.
But by that time it was too late. In May of 05, 24-hour News 8 reporter Gene Rodriguez did a story on the dangers of blind spots in larger vehicles and old people. Since that story aired, more than 700 American children died in non-traffic accidents on private property. So he goes out there and he's like, hey, we gotta watch these. And after that, like, more. They're like, wow, I can see him perfectly. That's fucking awesome, dude. Oh, Jeanette Fennell with Kids in Cars has lobbied for legislation that protects children. Maybe we should just ban minivans. Minivans have killed more people than pot.
That's funny you say that. I was actually at Walmart with one of my friends one time, and we were walking through the parking lot going to the car, and I saw this van that had this bumper sticker, and right on the bumper sticker it said, vans are tangible evidence of evil.
Really? But it was a van?
It was a van.
Weird, because he's like, all the evil that happens in my van.
Well,
like,
you know,
I wonder how many other people lure
no,
kids
you
into
you
vans.
You know, it's totally a pissed off married guy who had to get rid of his nice sports car because his wife made him get a minivan for the 8 kids that they had.
I get it. She's like, I promise I'm infertile, wink, wink. 8 kids later, your vagina's the size of my pop filter.
It's like Stargate.
The continuum.
It's continuum of fucking
God.
Babies.
Really?
Dude,
Who was that?
That was Matthew.
That was me. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Quote, we know that as many as 2 children every week in the U.S. are being backed over and killed.
Seriously?
2 a week? I like those odds.
That is fucking crazy that it happens that often.
Wow. Like, do you think they're like, should we even bother installing these rear view mirrors? They're like, nah, fuck it.
Fuck it. No,
does
one uses
it matter?
Them.
Jesus Christ. And in a church, too.
I know.
Like, people yell at us when we go flying through places.
Like a gravel road.
You fucking back up and you kill people. Don't fucking worry about what I'm doing.
Right.
Jesus, you fucking... Speaking of, not Jesus, but I was, when I was biking home last night, I was riding by that dealership where I saw all the moths, mm-hmm. and there's this fucking out-of-town dude from Alberta, is what his plate says, and, like, he's coming off the highway right as I'm, like, going through the fucking driveway part, and he, like, just keeps going, like I'm gonna stop or something, and I just keep going, like, I'll fucking hit you and just jump over the fucking thing, I don't even care.
Or just let him hit you and be like, I'm suing.
Oh, God, I should've. But, yeah, he, like, came in, and, like, I went right around him as he just kept going and shit, and I was staring at him, like, the whole time as I drove by, like, I kind of pointed at him.
Did you give him the evil eye?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was so funny. He looked at me like he wanted to fucking
He's
say something.
He's probably like, man, what's that, a boot, eh?
Yeah, oi, you're on the road, boy. Yeah, so I almost got hit, but I didn't. I should have just jumped, like, jump kick into the windshield. That would have been awesome with my +5 fury fireball or something. No?
No.
Quote, oftentimes when you step into a vehicle, you are looking inside the vehicle. And what? And then as you take your seat... Look out, drive forward. He probably never saw her there, said the cop. Wow. Did that make sense to you?
Not at all.
Martinez tested negative for drugs and alcohol. She tested positive for Jesus
HIV.
Christ. Oh. Either joke insert there. That's fine. Meantime, recent federal legislation aims to prevent these accidents by creating rear visibility standards for vehicles, requiring the federal government to collect data on non-traffic accidents like these. So basically what you're going to have to do is just have a car that's just one big windshield.
Right.
Because these people, I mean, and just because
like that's
going to
make any difference. It's not that. They can't see it, so they don't look.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, I have to finish this text message. Hold on. Okay, and then...
No, what they do...
You
if that
just
would
killed
be better.
Your daughter.
Yeah, but they don't hold on. They get in the car, they start it, and they're driving as they're trying to text still. Which, you know, that's kind of hypocritical of you to say.
Why?
Because
I do it, but I can do it. I never hit anything. Have I almost ever hit anything doing that?
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
I don't think so.
Okay, then.
Yet.
Because I'm good at it. I can multitask.
Yeah,
I
but
can
how, many,
focus
how many times have
things.
You wrecked?
In my what?
How many times have you wrecked in any of the cars you've owned?
A lot. it's my fault that deer like to hit my
oh,
shit.
Okay, I'm sure it's always been deer.
Well, deer and people running red lights and shit. That's my fault.
How many times have you wrecked it?
None. Always other people's faults. Seriously.
Yeah, what
oh,
about
I
that?
Fell asleep at the wheel once. That was my
what
bad.
About...
But I didn't hurt anybody or myself. I just totaled my car. Oh, I heard an electric pole. I did. I own an electric pole up there by my mom's house now. You know those things cost like $10,000? It's a fucking tree with some metal in it.
Yeah.
$10,000? I'll cut one down for you.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
I don't know. What about your last car?
Which one was that? Oh, that was my bad. That was a deer.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That was a deer jumped out in the middle of the road.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Really? Do I need to come clean with that right now?
You don't have to.
No one knows about that except for you, I guess. I didn't.
Really?
Did I tell you?
Yeah.
What happened? Really? Like, what really happened?
You were rolling a cigarette.
Cool. I'm glad you just said that. Well, I guess if my mom listens now, she'll know. But, I mean, you can't...
Well, you just fucking asked me.
Well, when the fucking cop shows up, you can't be like, oh, I was rolling a fucking cigarette. I didn't look. Next thing I know, I'm in the ditch jumping 30 feet in the air over the fucking driveway because I'm doing, like, 70 in a 35. You can't say that. You have to be like, a deer jumped out, and I tried to miss it, and I went in the ditch.
Going 70.
Well, no. And that was the fucked up thing. He's like, how fast are you going? I'm like, 45, maybe. And he's like, he's looking at the fucking accident scene. He's like, well, you went in there, and then we walked down like fucking 200 feet. And he's like, you jumped out here and didn't land till there. You were going a little faster than 45. Like, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I wasn't watching because I was rolling a cigarette. You fucking prick. Wow, dude. I do feel a little better now. So really? That's what really happened, why I wrecked my brand new car.
Yeah,
well, I was rolling a cigarette. Cool. Yeah. Thanks, dude.
You fucking asked me how it happened.
I asked you for the nod, like, yes, I really do know, Matt. Not like, oh, you were rolling a cigarette? Cool.
Well, sorry, I guess.
It's okay.
Not really, though.
It's okay.
I'm really
I don't really care.
It's over with. And
I just, yeah. It was between that and I just felt like I was getting reamed by my insurance company. Like,
yeah,
I paid
your
you
insurance
so much money.
So high.
And
after
my
that.
Car, I never used the insurance. So right. Now I got to. Cool.
Yeah, you kind of have to lie in that situation.
Yeah. Cause dude, I jumped that car like so far. It was so intense, dude.
I saw the pictures of it all
fucking,
totaled.
And landed, and I was like, holy shit, did that just fucking happen? Fucking finished rolling my cigarette and lit it and got out of the car. I couldn't even open the door. Like, I had to kick it open because it was all fucking smushed shut.
Wow.
Not a scratch. Not wearing a seatbelt or. What the fuck am I sitting on? Okay. Not wearing a seatbelt or nothing. No, just got out.
It's intense.
Balls of steel, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. You want to read a story, Alana Hotbutt?
Okay. This one?
Sure.
Sure. All
can
right.
you see that one?
I can.
Hey, authority.
This one is called...
This... Hey, don't worry about...
This one is called... Sorry, let me start.
Go.
Boy dies during dad's how-to party lesson, police say. Father charged with murder. A Gulf Coast man. Well, this was also mention.
I almost fucked up State Florida, where I'm going to be tomorrow.
Spring Hill, Florida.
Sorry. I cannot get over that.
At least you'll be in Miami, Florida.
I know. That's where Will Smith is from.
Welcome
no,
to Miami.
That's where he did that song at.
So,
I can't wait.
A man from Florida was charged with murder after he gave his 15-year-old son powerful prescription drugs.
Sorry.
Really?
Because he Oxy. Wanted the
because
boy to
Because his son
know.
Was being a pain in the ass. Thank you. Come on.
Okay. Woo! He wanted his boy to know, quote, how to party right.
His son was like, Dad, I don't want to fight for my right to party. His dad's like, that's okay, son. I have Oxy. Holy shit. That's good. You got to get them addicted to that shit when they're young.
Right. Because by the time they're older, they'll be like, I need to cut
this
out.
If you're going to shoot dope with the best of them, you got to start young to build up a tolerance.
Right.
So when you're that age, right. you can, you know, shoot like all day. Fuck yeah.
Okay. Be like just shooting up hundreds of dollars into
yeah,
directly into
yeah.
your vein.
Oh, man.
That must be a good high.
I know. It's like, man, that was the best $500 I've ever spent.
Ever injected
in you. And then the next
you.
Day you're like, man, I wish I had some oxys.
Too bad. That's another $500.
If there was a way to make the jam hole as addictive as OxyContin, oh, my fucking God.
We would
sweep the world. It would be
people
just
would be
an
robbing
epidemic.
Banks to listen to our show.
Fuck,
like
dude.
People rob pharmacies
every
for
day.
Oxys.
People rob pharmacies for
every
that shit.
Single day, multiple times.
And
like,
Purdue Pharma, the maker of it's just sitting back like 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. Yeah, we did pretty
I bet
good
you
today.
Anything, one person in every state steals oxys from a store every day.
At least,
yeah,
at least
one person in every state every day.
You have to though. That's how it is,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, if you're addicted.
Sucks.
But that just kind of goes to show that, like, there's
yeah,
so
dude.
Many people.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Witnesses said the 47-year-old Spring Hill man showed his son how to crush and snort pills like the painkiller oxycodone and the heroin substitute methadone.
So they're hold on. They're sitting in there, and he's actually not even like, you should take them as directed. He's like, if you really want to get fucked up, you got to lick the coating off, then crush it up and snort it. Or you can put it in a spoon with some water on it, draw it into a syringe, and shoot it. And that gets you fucked up, and that's one to grow on.
That's how you party right.
Fuck yeah, dude. You don't, oh man. Now don't tell your mom. This is our little secret, all right, champ? I learned it from watching you, Dad. Learned it from watching you.
Dude, seriously, what a fucking shitty dad.
You Aww. Father of the week right here, right now.
Aw, 15-year-old boy.
And it happened in Florida, of course.
Of course.
Where else? If it's gonna happen, that's where it's gonna.
He was arrested Friday and is being held without bail.
Oh, they arrested him?
Yeah, officials. Wow. Well, they charged him with third-degree murder.
Oh, his son died?
Yeah, the son
oh, word.
Died. Yeah. I don't know where you
Word.
Got that. Where
Sorry.
He died of an accidental overdose when I read that part. So.
Yeah, you know, you probably shouldn't give, like, multiple pills of any kind to your child.
Especially when you're snorting it. Yeah. Because that totally, that makes it hit you all at once.
A 15-year-old who's never done that before, like.
That's a good idea.
You could snort, like, half a pill, and that's
it's
probably
like, and
good.
After this, if you're good, we'll play Russian roulette. Oh, Dad, you're the best. Nod out. Fucking OD. That's awesome.
Officials did not know if he had a lawyer. Probably not.
But they were quoted as saying, you better fucking get one.
Right.
You're done.
He initially told police he kept the medications locked away so no one could get them. But
he only gets it when I let him.
Yeah, when I hand
that's,
it to him.
That's being good.
So Alfano later told two of Vincent's friends that he knowingly gave drugs to his son to teach him how to party. The conversation was recorded by police.
It's not like, here, this is how to make a beer bong, or here, this is how to make a pot pipe out of fucking a pop can. It's like, here, this is how to do heroin.
Right.
We're going to skip all that pussy gateway drug shit. If you're going
to
do something, we in
the
Alfano family, we do shit right. We don't fuck around. And these aren't even the shitty generic oxys. Daddy gets the real deal.
So he's, like, telling friends, though. It's like he's bragging about it. Yeah, I gave him drugs.
No big deal.
It's no big
deal.
Yeah,
me and my son snort oxys together. What of it? You wanna snort some? You guys want to do some
chicks? You want to teach your kids how to?
You guys want to shoot some oxy, and then we'll all nod out and drool all over ourselves? That'll be fun.
That's the end of the
story. Yeah, but I don't know. The thing about oxy is, like,
it feels really, really good,
yeah,
but then you pass out if you do too much.
But also, it's kind of an antisocial drug when you do
it. Really? You don't just go, hey, guys, I'm going to shoot up. Is that cool? Oh, cool. Yeah, here you go.
No, it's not like weed, how, like, you know, a bunch of your friends will go hang out and smoke. Like,
you can pass out.
Don't get all your oxy buddies, and you and your oxy buddies hang out in the living room, watch TV, and shoot up.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Because, I don't know, I've never seen that.
I had a couple oxy buddies.
It'd be a not-out party.
Like, kind of. You just go there and get all fucking, like, high and then do whatever.
Just go to sleep.
No, I don't know. Sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. What a shitty party.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. But you're not, I was thinking, like, where you hit the pipe and then you pass it. It's not like you fucking inject and then you just pass it down the line. It's not a very social thing.
No. But
like,
I mean,
hey,
I didn't
would
think
you shove
you did
that
it with
in my ass? All right, thanks. You're a
no,
friend.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think people would, like,
bros
just
for
get
life
together and, you know, just shoot up while they're hanging out.
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems like that's something you would do when you're just
by yourself
in
a closet with the door locked with a chair on it.
Right, and you just kind of sit there.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't go that extreme.
And reflect inward.
I don't mean that extreme, just, you know, by yourself.
Man. You just think, like, man, what awesome choices in life did I make to get here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. I'm awesome. Fucking good night. So is that it for that story? That is.
Yes.
Your turn.
My turn.
Senor, por favor. Read one, I'll read one, and then we'll do some Craigie's listies.
I didn't think we were going to do any.
Oh, are we not going to?
I thought we were just going to do news.
Really?
I thought we were. Am I wrong, though? I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm asking you. You got to tell me.
Maybe. I don't know. Yes.
We'll
do it all.
Okay, this one's called Fairfield Man Accused of Assault, Abduction, and Rape of Girlfriend.
Hmm. Speaking of rape of girlfriend, have you listened to that pirate podcast yet?
No.
No? I listened to a little bit
How
of
it. How is it?
Awful.
Really?
But I understand, like, it's awful because it's your first, like, two or three episodes. Like, our first two or three episodes, just as awful.
I'm glad
actually,
I wasn't in them, by the way.
I would like to say that ours were a little worse than these, yes. Because when we do something, we do it.
Right.
If we're going to suck, we're going to fucking the whole thing.
Yeah. It's
no
all
problem.
Or
yeah.
Nothing.
So I can see. I'm going to give them a chance and, you know, see if they get any better. Like, it's, I don't know. I think they have potential to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But they have weird
voices.
That's what
people said about us.
Yeah. And we're fucking, oh, man. I pee my pants all the time.
What does that have to do with this?
Well, it's funny. But.
What?
Laughing so hard.
They're funny.
Oh, right.
R-O-F-L. Plus four. Five exclamation points. So they're okay.
Right.
I don't know.
I
would mention
may
it.
May I?
And that was...
Brayden,
go ahead.
Read the story already.
Jesus, Brayden, what are you doing, dude?
I'm waiting for you to shut the fuck up.
Read the story. Please.
This one's called Maryville Manicures. Oh, I already said that, didn't I? I totally even read the title. Woo-woo!
Bring in the poo-choo train!
Well,
yeah!
Woo-woo! I read the fucking title and then you... I read the title and then you just interrupt me. It's like...
Go ahead.
I didn't even get the start. Wow. A Maryville man stands accused of attacking his girlfriend with an axe, striking her with a car, and raping her during a protracted abduction prosecution.
These are the parents of the Juggalos you read in the other story.
I'm sure.
That's awesome.
Wow. So Marlon Stringfellow, 40, is being held without bond on 7 felonies, including attempted murder, rape, and criminal confinement for the...
Included but not limited to... Right. Murder, rape, being a piece of shit.
Fucking everything.
Voting for Bush.
His girlfriend suffered... Yeah, that's a good one.
That should be a felony.
It should be. His girlfriend suffered 4 broken ribs and required 50 stitches to close wounds. She said Stringfellow inflicted on her with an axe.
She should have listened the first time. That's all I'm saying.
She didn't have 2 black eyes.
No, but she had 4 broken ribs. What the fuck, dude? Excuse me, honey. Will you bring me a beer? Nothing. Fuck,
do you think that's why it started, though?
I have a sneaking suspicion.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how
it was
happened.
Beer related somehow, some way. I'm calling it right now. Where's the story from?
Maryville, wherever.
Maryville?
Maryville.
Hooey, son, I've been down there in a pig's day.
It's from Post Tribune.
Go ahead. Continue.
The woman said the trouble began when they were drinking together Monday night.
Woo! Hello.
He said, like, get it for
my
her.
Name's Intuition. I'll
no,
be
you
your
said
host
he
tonight.
Wouldn't, she
I
wouldn't
said
get him a beer.
It would be alcohol related, actually.
I don't think that's...
If you weren't too busy bringing our show to a screeching halt, you would have heard.
I did hear that, but that's... I don't think that's what you meant.
Oh, fuck. I love you guys.
If you wouldn't interrupt me, I wouldn't
have
that.
Hey, take
problem.
Your time.
Read the story.
I'm just saying.
Look,
shush!
Our guest is telling you how to do the show, Braden. Come on.
Tell him to shut the fuck up, and I'll gladly read some more. So when Stringfellow became agitated, she said she left the residence in her car, planning to go to her mother's house. But the woman changed her mind, returning to the house after driving around for a while to find Stringfellow in the front yard.
You know why? Because she's a woman. A woman will get in the car and be like, you know, I'm
after they were drinking.
Right. Drunk, mind you. I'm going to get in the car and be like, you know, I could go to my mom's house. Yeah, that's a good idea. And she starts going to her mom's house. But then something strange happens. This little voice, we'll call it a cunt, starts going, you know, you should really go back there and argue with him some more. I don't think he listened to you, and you haven't quite made your point yet. So then she's
boss.
Like, you know what? Yeah, I should. And then she goes back there,
and then he
kills all
her.
Hell breaks loose. See, if they would just not do that, it would be okay.
He coaxed her out of the car.
It's
she told,
okay.
She told investigators by promising not to hurt her, then immediately began beating her and knocked her to the ground.
She's like, you're going to hurt me. He's like, no, honey, I promise.
Oh, okay.
No, you're... Yeah. You lied. Oh, you got me, bitch.
Sorry.
I was thinking like a little trail of whiskey or something. Yeah. Like, and then he's hiding behind the thing.
Ooh, shot of whiskey.
She opens,
ooh,
yeah.
Shot of whiskey.
She opens the door to like lick it up, and he jumps out with the bat and just
right.
Boom.
That's totally what happened.
I would orchestrate such a wonderful domestic dispute. Like, just,
When Stringfellow ordered her back into the car, she said she was too frightened to disobey him.
Well,
showed her.
Yeah, that's the same idea as
like,
God. You're
not gonna
scare them, and then they'll do what you want. Be like, do you want another broken rib, or do you want to listen to what I have to say?
So then, Stringfellow,
it's your choice.
Wait,
you always have the choice. I just, I'm telling
this
you,
this story's just getting started.
Oh. Okay, well, so am I.
Yes, Stringfellow drove them to, guess where?
Her mom's house.
Store?
Church.
Oh. Yes! Oh! Ding, ding, ding!
And where
glory,
he ordered...
Glory, hallelujah!
Where he ordered her to take off her clothing.
Yes, please. And then he got up on the altar and sacrificed her stank ass to Jesus Rodriguez.
As she disrobed...
And their dead child.
As she disrobed, the woman said, Stringfellow hit her repeatedly with a hatchet he found in the car, lacerating her arms and legs.
He was a juggalo.
In church?
In the car.
Oh.
This is prior to. This is church foreplay.
Yeah. This is. I don't know. It said a hatchet he got in the found it in the car. So it's either church
I
or
liked
in the
it.
Car.
I have hatchets in my car.
Yeah, you never
hatchets,
know.
Hatchets, rope, and, you know, stuff like that. You never
rubber
know
gloves.
When you might need to cut down a tree and start a fire.
Right.
And of passion and rape.
Stringfellow forced her back into the vehicle, but the woman said she opened the door out at a stoplight and ran naked toward the gas station.
Oh, man. $1 million to have been the gas station worker on my day off. Got called in.
The car
this is what I
behind
see.
Him.
Or that.
To be the person driving behind him. When
it'd be funner to interact with her and be like, whoa, slow down there, Sally. Did you know you're naked?
You're kind of bleeding.
You're kind of bleeding.
Should probably go to hospital.
Why do you have clown makeup on your face? That's weird.
He chased her in the car, hitting her with the vehicle, then dragging her back
he
inside.
He backed over her. Those goddamn blind spots get you every time.
Every time.
Oh, man.
Back at their home, Stringfellow forced her to have sex with him before passing out. She said she then sought help from his brother, who called police.
Who just did the same thing to her, only, like, harder.
Yeah, if convicted of all charges, he will face up to 50 years in prison.
Yeah, they, boom, you're dead. Yeah. No need.
Definitely.
Why does she need help calling
and her
the police?
Too.
I don't know. I mean,
you know, you don't think you just walk to the phone if I can call, please? You know?
I know you're
the
fucked
telephone.
Up.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the telephone is not a two-person device. You,
no.
One person, yes. One hand, even.
Yes.
You don't
and
need.
You only need to press
three
buttons.
I have read cases where people have actually dialed 911 with their face, with like a pencil or something, because they had no hands or something.
4-year-olds have dialed 911.
Old people have dialed 911.
That's almost more impressive.
Yeah. Kinda, because I mean they had to come out with the medic alert thing. I've fallen
right.
And I can't get up. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh, have you heard
God.
That?
Yeah, I've heard that. Do you know how many awesome, funny Saturday Night Live jokes have been based off of that very one commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, countless. I think Mike Myers like built his career around that one premise.
Probably.
I've fallen and I can't
that
get up.
That was what got him famous.
We need to ride a wave like that. Like, you know, just
we better contact him.
Yeah, right. That
you're
guy's
like,
cuckoo.
Give us advice.
All right, so is that it for that story?
Yes.
All right, well, this... there's three good ones. I don't know which one to do. How about this one? It's called Businessman Cut Off His Own Head in Bizarre Suicide. This is awesome. A wealthy businessman committed suicide by tying a steel rope to a fence. Okay, so steel rope, let's call it barbed wire. Tie it to a fence and then wrapping it around his neck and then speeding off in his car.
Well, barbed wire is like hard metal, though.
Okay, well,
it'd be like
what's a steel rope?
It's like a steel cable.
Like a piano wire?
No, like...
let's
like,
call it piano
like,
wire.
You know really big bridges? How they have those big metal suspension cables?
Where did he
cables?
Get that?
I don't know.
The
where
car,
does he live?
I don't know. The car containing the decapitated body of... really? Tad Ucek.
Tad Ucek. It's not Klein.
What the fuck does that say? It's T A D E U S Z, really? S Z E W C Z E K. That's not anything like Klein.
What the fuck?
We'll call him T S. The car containing the decapitated body of T S sped off down the street as his head bounced toward his home, where his horrified wife was watching.
Oh my god! He did this on the street in front of his house.
But what I find weird, don't you think? Like his wife was just sitting there watching.
Yeah,
like she
what
wasn't
is he
like,
doing?
Why are Are you, yeah.
Why are you putting that metal cable
tie
right
it
in there?
To the fence,
and
tie
she's
it
just like,
neck.
Okay, cool.
I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah,
I should watch and see.
You know what? New rule. If you watch something like that, you're not allowed to act horrified when it actually happens. Like if you're sitting there watching him tie a rope to his neck.
And you can't predict what's going to happen.
Well, let's see. Metal rope, your neck, your car to why a could, fence post. Yeah. Oh, I wonder.
I can only think of one reason maybe why someone would do that.
Maybe the fence post in Tway? I don't know.
Yeah, trying to pull the fence post out of the ground with your neck?
I never would have guessed your head would have came off and bounced towards me. That's weird.
Yeah.
Police are baffled as to why the 48-year-old from the village of Jack Ubow in eastern Poland. Oh, he's Polish. Oh, that's like our Florida kind of. Wanted to kill himself. Yeah, in such a grisly way. It even looks like a big dick. It's like a big dick, kind of. Like
what?
A girthy... Poland? It does... Or that's Sweden. Never mind. I'm wrong.
What looks like that?
You're talking about
the, like the continent?
What? Oh, man.
Are you talking about the continent
No,
itself?
Brayden, I'm not.
What are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. They said he waited for his wife to come home before taking his own life. So they're baffled. Like, they're like, why did he do this? Did you interview his wife? She's probably fucking completely nuts and just a cunt.
She's probably off doing some guy she met on Craigslist.
Probably. And he's like, I'll show you. Check out my new car. Now there's blood all over it. His wife had gone out about 2 hours before the suicide, where she was watching him. Sezwek's 75-year-old mother, Marta, said, quote, I think something went wrong with his marriage recently. I think. Just a shot in the dark.
I'm just guessing, you know.
It seems possible. To me that might be why he killed himself. And the wife is being treated for shock and for being a raging cunt. And that is it for that story. Short and sweet. Mm. Do you want to read that one? And then we'll do this.
Okay. You covered up what this one is called.
Oh.
This
My
one,
bad.
Matt messed up. It was a rookie move. Okay. This one is Fucking called rookie. Grant.
Covering up the headline? My fuck.
Good one.
I'm trying to empty my brain before I go hang out with all these people that are on the internet, like in real
drunk
life.
Drunk as hell.
Oh, God.
They're all going to be drunk.
I will use the fact that I don't drink to my severe advantage.
What? How so?
Just, you know, just.
How is
just
that going
to help
I'll
you? Use it to my advantage. I won't be the one getting markers of penis drawn on my face. Let's just say that.
You're going to have like fucking 10 Sharpies in your pocket
oh,
the
God.
Whole time.
Spray paint.
Oh, I wish we
so
had
much
some stickers.
You just
still.
Push a button.
I wish we had some stickers.
Me too.
You could have stuck them all over that thing.
I have posters and tape, and that will work.
Are you going to bring the flyers?
Yes. It's in my notebook.
Put them all over that boat and take
all over
pictures.
The boat, all over the hotel room,
take
all
pictures.
Over Miami. Oh, I will.
See.
I'll take pictures and mobile blog with my fucking
Twitter
thing.
Yeah.
I'll Twitter it. I'll nice. Twitter you, baby.
All right.
You ever been Twittered?
No, but it sounds
you know what's
good.
Cool about Twitter? You could be getting a blowjob sitting in a car somewhere, and you could be like, I'm getting a blowjob while driving. Send. And people can be like, oh, I wonder what Matt's doing. I'm getting a blowjob. Oh, whoa, that's cool. But, you know,
2 minutes
that's
ago,
amazing.
Wow.
That's technology, man. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. This one is called Grand Jury Indicts Underwear Researcher, quote, on 18 counts.
Oh, sorry. I forgot you were reading on the same monitor.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, I'm kind of high. Sorry. I all went to go check
man.
The chat while she's reading it, and I'm like, oh, wait, that's on the same.
Don't worry, there's nothing there.
Wow.
I've gotten through the title now.
Rookie mistake.
Hey, you got further than I got.
I'm just going to sit back here and chill.
Yeah, just don't move.
This happened in Cincinnati. A grand jury indicted a man accused of misleading parents to gain access to their partially clothed children early this year.
They're like, take me to your partially clothed children. Where do you...
okay.
What the fuck? He's like, I'm the underwear designer. I'm here to custom fit your underwear.
Pretty much. He told...
That's ridiculous.
The guy told parents, he was 44, that he worked for Springfield Research, a fictitious company.
I'm researching your son's balls.
Him in particular.
Oh my wow. God, dude.
Yep, and he asked for assistance as part of a marketing survey.
Wow.
He met with the parents of the children and the children, who ranged in age from 9 to 16.
Oh, that's veal.
And moved the children to a separate area.
Should we just call him that now?
Veal?
Veal.
So he gets all these parents to bring these kids to do this supposed marketing survey. Then he takes the children to another room, a separate area.
He's like, the parents have to stay here.
Yeah.
Why?
No, you need-
it's a confidentiality thing.
Yeah, totally. Then he tells the children to remove their clothing so they can
of course.
So he can inspect their underwear.
That would be the logical next step.
The underwear inspector.
Holy shit, dude.
That's seriously what he's saying. He's an underwear inspector.
Do you think after each one he takes his Sharpie out and he's like inspected by number 42?
R&D.
Right on their balls. R&D.
You know, the people that let that guy do that should be shot.
Right.
Because if you actually think there's people who come and inspect your kid's underwear, you're fucking...
Well, they're like, this wasn't the first time, so we didn't know.
You shouldn't have ever fallen for
it. At least once a week, we're like, really? But it's not Thursday. Oh, you're a day early? No problem. Here, he's right back here. Oh my god,
knock,
dude.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, that's fucking true. I didn't think of it that. If you're dumb enough to let someone do that to your kids.
Even if that's never happened to you before, the first time that happens, yeah, I'm here to inspect your kids' underwear.
What?
Yeah. People, there's no such job.
They're like, no, it's cool. I just got done inspecting it. The priest is just leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If there was such a job like that, we probably wouldn't be doing the show because you'd be too busy doing that.
That is awful. Wow. I'm hurt.
Comedy! Is that too harsh?
Too much. Hey, too soon, dude. It just happened, okay?
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
The grand jury indicted him on 9 counts of importuning.
Importuning?
Okay.
Importuning? Is
yes,
that a
that's
typo?
What it says.
Is that a law? You can't import tuning? What?
What?
That's not even a word.
Importuning?
Jesus fuck. That's
it's a typo.
That's not a word.
Yeah. 7 counts of kidnapping and 3 counts of gross sexual imposition.
They're like, dude, that's gross.
That's gross.
That's gross. Counts of imposition.
It was sexual.
Deputies have identified 11 victims so far.
So far, so good.
Wow.
According to the authorities, Hawkins committed these crimes from March 1st through July 25th in several Hamilton County cities, including Amberley Village, St. Bernard, Springdale, and Harrison.
So if you guys live in any of those cities, there's a underwear inspector you might want to watch out for.
Oh, I thought it was
surprised. I would not recommend him if you're looking for an underwear inspector for your children.
Not at all. I'd go the do-it-yourself route.
Yeah.
Authorities said
they'll teach you online.
He had previous convictions on charges associated with attempted use of minors for sexual purposes.
The DIY guide to checking ball sacks underwear.
If convicted, he could face up to 105 years in prison.
105 years in prison for checking out some underwear.
And wait, what was the guy in my story that got 50 years for what?
Was I think nowadays they
that was
just,
for like murdering people.
They just have like this little magic eight ball thing, and it has a bunch of different sentences and probations and shit. And the judge just shakes it, and he's like, "Yeah, 25 to life, yeah. No parole. Oh, 50 years, 102
ball.
Years.
So it's
the magic sentence.
Shake,
ball.
Shake. All right, 48.
Yeah, he has a separate eight ball for the celebrity.
Celebrity.
It's
ball.
White and powdery. Ooh. Oh. All right. So is that it for that story?
Yes. Then.
That is correct. So, oh god, I want to I want to walk funny for a few days, huh? How about you? Oh, flagged for removal. Want to have my mouth fucked? straight with bi fantasy to have my mouth fucked like it was a wet pussy. Brayden, have you ever had your mouth fucked like it was a wet pussy?
Negative.
No?
Never.
Not Alana.
Even. Not even almost.
Alana, have you ever had your have you ever had Alana, have you ever had your mouth fucked like it was a wet pussy?
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm good looking and fit. National Security Agency. Just meet and do my mouth and then leave.
Wow.
You're Just fuck my face and then go away.
I don't want to give you a blowjob. I just want you to fuck my face.
Hey, tomorrow is best for me.
Wow.
Because I'm leaving tomorrow. Fun in Yellowstone looking to meet a guy with similar interest. I'm looking to meet a dude that likes penis. All right. You like penis? Cool. HWP. 32-year-old white male, 5'6", 160 pounds, athletic build, nice guy, small penis. Traveling through Yellowstone looking for fun. This sounds like you. Drop me a line. 806-831-3892. Call me.
He put his phone number on there.
But he so put it on there all sneaky. Like,
yeah.
8, the number 8, and then 0 spelled out Z-E-R-O, and then the number 6, and then 8, like, spelled out again.
Really?
Like, man, it's a good thing I can read numbers both ways.
Yeah. Fuck. Like, that might be hard.
Man, all no good. Hey, what's going on? Nothing, just chilling. Hey, what's up? 26 by GL Mask.
What?
Great looking, masculine, and discreet here because I'm married. Hit me up if you're interested tonight. Oh, seeking National Security Agency sex with a woman under 40 who can host because my wife and kids are home. Large breasts, a plus. Large breasts, a multiplication. Must like intense, passionate, somewhat rough sex. I might cut you, I might not, I don't even know. You will not be disappointed. I like rubbing my nose on this. Feels weird. So have you ever seen one on here that's like must like same monotonous, boring, lame, everyday missionary sex?
Yes.
Because it's always there. Like you have to like it passionately and intense. It's never
gotta be
like,
rough and dirty.
I just want to lay there while you fuck me and then I want to go home and cry. Hey, any guys out there? Looking for a cool younger guy? I'm just another cool younger guy just looking to chill. Maybe, you know.
Is this going to be a bunch of fucking gay ones?
See what happens.
Are you going to read all the gay ones?
No, I'm going to let her read all the gay ones. Read that one.
Hey, guys. And this is a male for male app.
No, it's not. Shh. Go ahead. Hey, don't touch me there. Okay, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm looking for a cool younger guy to come over tonight.
Come see
about
you.
About 10-ish. And let me suck them off.
Suck them off.
This could be a one-time event.
Matt, sorry, I got to interrupt you. Matt, for everyone who was just now trying to beat off to that, you kind of ruined it completely.
Hey, I thought I was helping.
Was,
I don't think so.
Great.
Your voice
like,
is kind of...
Look, she's all wet. Come on.
It kind of interrupts her.
No, it's
cool. Like, I just want to hear her.
Sorry. I'll be quiet.
Okay, continue.
Oh, yeah, continue. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh, God.
This can be a one-time event, or if it goes well, weekly. If you did not
weekly,
if you did not get laid this weekend, let's shoot the loads
together. Is that what it's called now? Because that's weird. Because I have a folder on my computer called loads.
Ooh,
ooh. So do you though?
I know.
So, that's weird.
Where I shoot my loads.
You want to shoot the loads? What do you say we ditch this tramp and go shoot the load? You, me, and the kitty cat.
All right, I'm down. Oh,
God. I got ice cream. Just looking to chill.
True.
I will not be online until 9:30 tonight. I will get back to you. If you are serious, let me know. We'll get directions ASAP.
Insert tab A into slot B. Repeat
hope
if
to
necessary.
See you later.
Later. Oh, just sex. Nothing else.
Is it ever?
Because that's all I'm not getting. If I wanted someone to talk to, I'd go home to my husband and 3 kids. Fuck that shit.
I'm a little inexperienced, so please come and screw me and show me how to do new things. I've been told in the past, a long time ago, that I'm pretty and hot.
I haven't been told recently, but sometime once, like 20 years ago, when I was like 13, my mom said I was really pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. I've been told in the past that I'm pretty and hot, but you can judge that for yourself. I am looking for someone who is open to being a friend first. then we can go a little further.
Just a little.
Please send just a picture with your reply. And if I think you're interesting, we'll go from there.
Oh, if I can judge your book by its cover, we'll go from there. Hey, you know what? No, fuck that. If I judge you, then we'll go from there. Maybe. But otherwise, F that. There you go. Yeah, that's a good one. Take it away.
Looking for a good man.
Mm-hmm.
The thrill of meeting someone new for sex just makes me all wet. I really like to get down on my knees and suck it till I come.
What a coincidence. I like to let you get out.
I'm not the tallest chick on the block, but I am hot. This will be an encounter we want to do over and over.
Mm.
Please be real and do not waste my time.
Ms.
And
Zula.
I am not going to waste yours.
Yes. Oh, wow. Oh, Craigslist. Hot for 19. Picture palling around. I'm 33, that is into scuba diving, scary movies. My eyes are brown. My hair is blonde and red. It's like half and half. I'm like Two-Face. I'm also slim, and I'm seeking a good-looking guy who's honest. I'm seeking an ugly liar. Do you know where I can find one of those? Oh, I'm looking for a man who wouldn't mind starting off as friends. Does it ever start off any other way? Like,
doesn't it have to start out
I'd like
that
to
way?
Start out married with kids and then maybe work backwards to, like, just friends.
Right. And then once we get to friends, we'll take it
we
from there.
We can end it as total strangers.
Yeah. Start married with kids and end it with strangers.
That's how I do it. That's how I roll.
That's a good way to do it.
I've got an upbeat attitude, and you can find me laughing about something stupid. God, that's great. Hot for
the
you.
Jamhole.com.
No shit. Seeking tops to what? To satisfy?
Male for two men. Or men for two men.
Well, let's see. I love to have fun. I like to just sit around and jack off.
Yeah, I don't. I like being miserable.
I like to sit around and cut myself and then talk to my mom. Well, let's see. I love to have fun and be around people. I like to sit around by myself. Who like to have fun as well. Wow. No way. I like to sit around a bunch of miserably married people and listen to them complain about how their life is just monotony.
You know,
day
it's actually
in and day
really
out.
When you're having a bad day, go do that. It makes you feel so good
like
about
those,
yourself.
Those weird people that have that fetish where they have to go to like AA meetings or A meetings like that to see. Right. That one chick did it in Dexter. And I'm sure there's like real people that do that. You just go to meetings
or
and
like
see how
Fight
fucked
Club?
Up other people's lives are. Or yeah.
Oh, no. Well, no, Fight
that
Club, they were addicted to the meetings, though, not to see how fucked up it was.
But just to see, you could be like, well, at least I'm not that person, that person, that person. And then you can start playing games. Like, one out of four has herpes, so it's like, all right, one, two, three, you have it. One, two, three, you have it. That's awesome. Let's see. I want to warm up quickly. Looking for someone to have a good time with, maybe settle down with. Eventually, am cool, calm, and collected. All I need, right?
Wow, it's someone that's actually looking for long-term on Craigslist.
Right?
In casual encounters.
Seriously, I just want some pussy. I'm from Billings. I'm horny and ready to fuck tonight. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. Today
well,
is the night.
Well, because by then he'll have jerked off and he'll be all right.
I've posted on here before, but all I get is spam from porn sites that want me to join and watch
Imagine
webcam
that.
Shows. I don't want to watch webcam shows. I'm ready to fuck tonight. I don't want to fuck webcam shows.
Do you feel for that guy?
Fucking A, man. I fucking do. That sucks.
You've
you've spent all day getting ready. You're horny. You're ready to fuck tonight. All you get is spam.
Except,
I don't want to watch web shows.
No, except with you, though, when you were doing it, you were sending them messages to fuck with him, but
well,
you just got spammed.
Yeah.
But still, it doesn't
all
matter
I
what
want
you
is
say.
Some old school penetration. Yeah. None of this newfangled fucking riding the Symbian thing, finger in my butthole. I just need some old school penetration of my big cock inside a fine looking woman. I'm sick of all these ugly, trampling-ass bitches. I need a fine-looking woman, and I need my big cock inside her tonight. I am Dungeons and Dragons free, looking for discreet National Security Agency hookup. If you got the hook,
it's really funny when they use a bunch of the abbreviations.
Hey, give me a try. You won't be disappointed. You will not. Phone sex. How cool would it be if the internet just disconnected?
Don't even say that.
Phone sex. Hello. Looking for a little hot, dirty phone sex. A little dirty talk never hurt. God made dirt and dirt don't hurt. Especially dirty talk. Call me 586-871-1849. Cool. We should call him. You think we could have phone sex on the show right now?
I don't know. Call.
Would it be wise to just give them my number?
Well, you know.
I'm going on a cruise. I mean, I guess my phone won't be on for very much longer.
Just try dialing *67 or whatever it is.
Hold on. 586-8.
Come on.
7. Well, they write out the fucking numbers. That's hard. 1.
It's all like all 18, together.
18.
There's no spaces.
9.
That's all retarded. Right.
Are you ready?
I think it's a guy.
Oh, is it?
Well, you can talk then, huh? That's so quiet. You're killing us.
It's ringing.
Ring,
ring, ring, ring, ring, ring, ring.
Fill out a phone.
We're going to get the message. Oh. Ring.
Doesn't answer calls. It doesn't see.
Come on, message machine. Come on. Come on. We shouldn't do things like this live.
No.
Hi, you've reached James. I'm not available. Just leave a message.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
Oh, come on.
Just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Oh, I was wanting my
at
hot
the tone, please record your voice message.
Wait
when you are finished
it.
Recording,
wait
you may hang
it.
Up or press pound.
Oh my god,
options.
This takes forever.
Hey, I was looking for a little hot, dirty phone sex. Aw, so sad.
Oh, hot phone sex, fingers in my butthole. Call me, James, call me. I want fingers in my butthole. Yeah, fingers in the butthole. Love ya.
You should have plugged the show.
No. He already has my phone number. I don't think he needs the show name. All right. Well, I think
he'll call back, Matt?
I sure hope so. So that's about all the time we have on tonight's episode. The last show before the cruise. Do you guys have anything else? What are you going to do? You're going to kill people. And
probably.
You are going to probably also kill people.
Lots and lots of people.
You guys need me.
I'll just stay in an altered state of mind the whole time you're gone.
Do you think you could do that?
Yes.
Could you maintain it that long?
I could.
Really?
Yes.
All right. I think you probably could.
I would probably suck.
Are you guys
going to
miss
though.
Me? Is anyone going to even miss me while I'm gone?
Like what?
Anyone?
Matt was gone?
What? Oh, where the fuck this cat come from? What the fuck? All right. Well, oh God, that's it. I guess we'll talk to you guys next fucking Wednesday.
Yep.
Ah,
that's
feels
weird.
So bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to let you go.
It's like, we'll talk to you in 2 days.
All right. So until then, you know, if you want to talk to me while I'm on the cruise, we have the Twitter thing. I'll be posting things on there just for the fuck of it and the blog stuff. So you can email info@thegemhole.com. Thegemhole.com is our site. And vote for us until I get back, please. Pretty please. And subscribe with iTunes and make nice reviews and comments. And just, hey. Talk to Braden on MySpace. He needs a friend. I'll talk to you guys next week. Wish me luck.
You know
bon voyage, you shut the fuck up.
No.
We're out. Goodbye. And cut. Cut. Check.
Well, let us skip the boring foreplay. I'm sliding right in. This girl over my house who had to be about 19. Ass. Holding my poster, she's sweating, although she tried to hold her composure. I hope she take it in the ass and sucked it.
My, what a nice apartment you got, Rick.
On her knees, about to make a fall too.
All platinum and gold jammies hanging on the wall too. You got it going on.
Now my mouth start foaming, the lights dim, we're kissing, and my hands start roaming in her drawers.
Stop.
Knew she was joking, could ain't even fuck her, and the pussy was soaking wet. Already had a tit out. If I play my cards right, fuck her. Didn't hold your shit out.
Rick, I gotta go, my girl's waiting.
She recaps. Finally when honey draws down to her kneecaps. Breathed heavy, all mushy. Bitch swore up and down I was gonna fuck her in the pussy.
Since friends waiting on subtle, about time to make a move upon the honey little butthole. Meanwhile, she act quite passive, licking her neck while lotioning that ass with jelly. Tear her out the frame, nigga loggle. Surprise, honey didn't put up too much of a struggle at first. Sinking in, she ain't know how to be. The bitch went, ah, Rick, it hurts, take it out of me. Knocked my magazine down, bitch, threw my papers. You wanna keep it down? I mean, I do have neighbors. Squirming away, although the table was barring her. Felt real good, my dick was sunk so far in her. She said it felt like a bulldozer boring her. Squealing about she couldn't take it anymore in her. My cum done is straight in the perm in her. Here, as I drained every last drop of sperm in her. Weird. So girls, when we kiss and we cuddle, ain't no way to put it subtle. When I want the butthole, butthole. Another girl I met, her experience vast, because most girls with kids done been hitting they ass before. Picked her up, son said, don't be late for dinner, ma. Bringing honey home from the date at the cinema. Thinking how to fuck the asshole, plotting. Blown in the elevator, hit the stop button. She smiled, not knowing that her butt I wanna bore. I said, can I have a kiss now instead of front of your front door? Although the ruler tried not to push hard, I'm all over the bitch like an octopus. Deep down I know she also wanna fuck, though I kept my tongue in her mouth so not to put her on the spot. To have to talk no shit to prevent me from boning, unzap the bra when the hooker start moan and expose nice breasts. So suck on her and lick on her, unbuckling, pulling out mad long dick on her. Panties in the way of that butt I wanna check. Slipped her wet drawers down her thigh and took her leg out. Her butt was juicy, kinda fat, spun around, start to stick her in the pussy from the back. She came, mad juice dripped out, still in the pussy, then acted like it slipped out. Come on the floor, she said, pardon the butter. Spread open her cheeks, pushed hard in the butter. Wasn't a bad date at all, she went, start crossing up the elevator while I'm still penetrating. Felt fantastic, she said, Rick, I'm not really into this ass kick. Meanwhile, Rick coming by the gallon. Put your hands on the wall, please, and try and keep your balance. Licking the grill on her, meanwhile filling her, till sperm start pouring out her butthole while I'm stealing her. Then start ramming the pine in her. I almost picked her up with these final grinds in her. So girls, when we kiss and we cuddle, ain't no way to put it subtle. When I want the butthole, the butthole.